there are thousands of us that could be silently carrying the disease, perhaps never succumb to the illness, but have the ability to pass it on through blood donation. The latest figures from the Health Protection Agency have stated that 1 in 2,000 of us in the UK carry the human form of mad cow disease, and many of those will be blood donors.
So this is a panel that's just looking into that issue.
It's looking into the whole issue of safety of blood. Is the blood supply safe enough? What we can do to safeguard people's health, to make sure that nobody dies of VCJD through contaminated blood. That's my aim. Unfortunately, we've all been exposed to BSE during the 1980s and 1990s, but we can prevent further deaths by screening blood and blood donation for VCJD. At the moment, there isn't a test. There are various tests underway at the moment, but they need funding and they need support from the British government.
So what are you going to be telling the panel? What's your role in this?
Well, my role is I'm actually being the voice, obviously, for my late son, Andrew, for the hundreds of victims of VCJD, for the thousand of living victims. There are many victims already out there that have been informed that the blood that you've received was taken from a blood donor that has since died of VCJD, so you could develop it. The operating theatre where you had your operation, somebody died of CJD after you or before you went in there. So the instruments that were used on you were contaminated with VCJD. And then, of course, there's the 1 in 2,000 of us that are carrying VCJD. I'm not funded by the Department of Health. I'm not salaried by anybody. I'm not worried about my scientific career. The only thing that I'm worried about is people's health. And when my son was dying, he asked me to find out why he'd become so ill, who was responsible, and also to make sure that it never happened to anybody again. So I'm actually there, obviously, to honour the promises I gave my dying son.
Obviously, this is part of what's been already quite a long road for you and an ongoing journey. Are you pleased that this panel is taking place and that they are asking for your opinion? Do you feel that it is some sort of step forward?
I'm hopeful that the transparency and the openness and the honesty that I've strived for the last 6 years, this will be a stepping stone towards that, because there is a culture of secrecy that surrounds the whole of BSE, the scandal of BSE and VCJD. And during the last 6 years, I've been thwarted, I've been blocked, I've been intimidated. So I welcome the fact that this will be a very good platform for my campaign. And I'm hopeful that the ministers on the inquiry and the committee will listen to my recommendations.
Who else is going to be talking apart from you?
There's going to be other families that have been affected by VCJD and individuals, haemophiliacs that have received contaminated medicines, which were derived from blood donors that have since died of VCJD, people from the Blood Transfusion Service, and many experts, of course. So it's going to be quite an extensive inquiry that will go on to March.
And you talked about you're going to give some recommendations. What kind of things are you recommending?
Well, I'm recommending that we do need an individual blood screening test for VCJD. And there have been developments in that area for a few years now. And I'm also recommending that outside scientists and foreign scientists and research companies should be welcomed in to the fold. Unfortunately, at the moment, everything to do with VCJD and BSE is owned by the British government and a small cartel and monopoly of British scientists. There is a huge conflict of interest going on. And my experience of this is that too few people are in charge of the health regarding VCJD, and that needs to be broadened and there needs to be more transparency and openness.
Are you hopeful that the fact that the panel has been called and they are, you know, asking people like you to come and speak, that it will have a positive effect?
It has to, really, because with 1 in 2,000 of us probably carrying the disease, we can't be complacent. I am really concerned, because with incubation periods of upwards 40 years, you know, this affects generations of the population, not just today as well. So I'm very hopeful that when I'm at the inquiry that they will listen to my experience and the evidence that I've uncovered. They're very interested in some of the points that I've raised in my submission. And as this is an ongoing story, there will be some revelations on the day as well.
obviously, as we speak to you relatively regularly, we know about VCJD, but do you think there is a wide enough awareness? I know you're trying to increase that and you've been working at that, but do you still think a lot of people just don't quite understand that it's out there?
I think there has been a sanitation by the incumbent government at the moment. They call it prion disease now, and it's human BSE, the human form of mad cow's disease. If you say variant Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, most people shake their head and don't understand it. If you say prion disease, they don't really understand it. Unfortunately, if you say the human form of mad cow's disease, most people do remember that. And that is the disease. Whether it's prion disease, variant Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, it's human BSE. I've raised awareness over the last 6 years since Andrew died. Unfortunately, most recently, there was a young lad from Brighton that died of it, 28, a vegetarian. Youngsters continue to die of it. And unfortunately, we'll continue to die from it for many, many years. What we must now prevent is further deaths through blood transfusions.
I mean, I myself give blood. I know a lot of people who do. And you go in and you see the form and what they're going to test it for. And I was quite shocked the first time I spoke to you that you said, you know, it could be there and they don't test for it. Do you think that people who give blood as well as those who receive it need to know a little bit more?
I think they do need to know a bit more. You know, giving blood is a gift of life, a wonderful gift, but it mustn't be a poison chalice. And you know, when we first brought in HIV testing, the prognosis for HIV victims was very poor, but within a short time funding came through, and now people with, you know, HIV do live long and productive lives. And that's what I'm very hopeful for, a blood screening test. And you're right, blood donors need to be educated, they need to understand.